Coach, obviously, you got so many, like you said, you have so many good kids coming back. I know you've got three or four freshmen that are really high level. As we mentioned in the earlier interview, Brandy Crawford, a really good wrestler from Lorain, has transferred over. Again, it seems like you probably are dealing with a lot of log jams at some of these weights. And that means the guys are going to be not wrestling for Elyria that probably could wrestle for about 99% of the other varsity lineups in Northeast Ohio. Is it very kind of tough sometimes to see, you know, guys maybe get left out of a lineup? Obviously, a great case is Colin Noel, who's been is probably one of the best wrestlers in the state, who has just been behind guys the last couple of years and not being able to crack that varsity lineup for the postseason.
That's always hard. I mean, you know, these guys are in there grinding, and they you know, you want to watch them. You want to watch them against the best competition they can get, and they want to be in there, obviously. And so that's a tough situation, albeit very rare. Usually things kind of work themselves out one way or another. But, yeah, I mean, that is a tough situation. But the one thing that – well, like Colin, you know – you know, he goes and he wrestles as much as he can. He goes to Fargo, you know, two summers ago. He's an All-American in Fargo. This summer he's in the round of 12. You know, he's making his name. And that, you know, the colleges know who he is. You know what I mean? The coaches, if Colin wants to wrestle in college, he will. But it's one of those things where, you know, he has to take it upon himself and say, hey, I want to put this off season in. And he's a one-sport guy now. You know what I mean? While we encourage kids to play other sports and do other things, you know, he's a guy that picked wrestling, and so he's putting all the work in the off season to help himself even more.
Bernie, I'm gonna go away from a little bit about your kids, but I'm gonna talk a little bit about, because one of the things that I love to follow is the support that you get at home, and you know, there are coaches' wives that are supportive. But then there are coaches' wives that are partners in what they do. And I follow you on Twitter, and I watch what you do with your Elyria Wrestling family. And your wife truly is a partner to what you do with the Elyria Wrestling program. And just talk to us about how important it is for you to have her by your side as you go through it. Your sons are part of the program, and they know that your wife's there too to support you.
Yeah, so Janet Burnett is my wife, and she's remarkable. As a matter of fact, you know, back when the kids were in junior high and youth wrestling and things like that, you know, she was helping to put teams together. She was calling the parents and putting the lineups together. She and Scott Richter and my dad and you know, all everybody was working together, and you know, so she. She's been instrumental, not just with that type of stuff, but then just being the mom at home, the consummate wrestling mom. I never really had any issues with the kids trying to backdoor me by going to mom or saying, well, I want to eat this candy, mom. Why can't I eat this candy? Dad's being a jerk, whatever. We never really dealt with much of that. As a matter of fact, sometimes if either one of my sons aren't comfortable discussing something with me, I'll get it secondhand through their mother. You know what I mean? And then Janet's kind of pulling me aside a couple days after having a conversation with one of them, and it's like, hey, here's what they're thinking. Here's what he's thinking. And once again, she's a great teammate. We work together as a team, and I don't know that I could ask for anything more. You know, she learned she's a great cook, but she learned how to cook things that were conducive to weight management for my sons. You know, Mick had a rough year his freshman year, just trying to get in the lineup. He had to go 106. It wasn't easy. And once again, you know, kudos to him for making it and doing what he was supposed to do. But he had a support in his mother and his grandparents and everybody else who, you know, hey, it's hard at Christmas time when your grandma or Oma, as they call my mom, to watch the kids sit there and not be able to have a piece of cake.
Yeah.
But instead of saying, "Come on, let him have the cake," it's like, "No, he's not having the cake." That's how it is. So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to stay on the family path with you. You know, Mick's a commit to Pitt. Great school, great wrestling tradition. How big a relief is that for you and for Mick to have that kind of off the plate as you head into this season?
Yeah, that's great. We went through an amazing recruiting process. I learned a lot. You get to those points, and you coach. You know what I'm talking about. Anybody that coaches, you understand what I'm talking about. So you you get to a point, you're like, yeah, I think I kind of know what I'm doing. You know, I've been helping these kids pick colleges and find their way for the last 20 some years. And then your kid goes through it. Right. And I'm like, you know, I learned so much about financial aid. I learned what some schools can do and other schools can't, and this and that. And I just learned a lot. And, you know, I've been walking around, and anybody that's kind of going through that right now, I'm letting them know, hey, we just went through it. If there's anything I can do to help you, you know, but yeah, I think Mick wanted to, he wanted to be done with that, not in a negative way. He wanted to have his decision made, and he wanted to be set. And we're thankful that it happened when it did. And I couldn't be happier with the program he's chosen, or and where they're going. I think is amazing.
I think the last time I talked to you was Saturday night at the state tournament after Mick won the state championship. I think my lead of that story was that Mick Burnett joined the family business because, you know, obviously Eric's a four-time state champion. His brother Scott is a three-time state champion out of Leary Catholic. But after having months to kind of digest that night and what that accomplishment was, what are your reflections now on that night and that moment and just what that meant for you and for Mick and for the family?
I guess as I'm getting older, I'm getting a little bit better at reflection. And there are times where I just think about that weekend, about what our team did that weekend. And, you know, we didn't bring a team trophy home. You know, you got to be in the top two to do that. But the way that our kids performed that weekend was amazing. I mean, it was an incredible state tournament. It was one of the best experiences wrestling-wise that I've had. Having my son win a state title, I mean, you know, it was amazing. But it's, you know, it's I said it before, I'll say it again, it's his journey, okay? And to see it happen for him the way he did it, the support he had, yeah, it was great, you know what I mean? But for him to achieve that, it's hard to be a state champion. It's hard to become a state champion. You need some luck. You need a little bit of everything, right? And it got to happen. He made it happen, and it got to happen for him. It was great. But, you know, I watched Nate. I watched my younger boy, and he really went through some. He had a tough road to go the last month of the season, and to watch him do what he did, and we had a team full of guys that were just making it happen, and you know that was special. And you know, yeah, we got to move forward. We took the off season. We worked hard. Our kids are trying to get ready this year to go do something special. Okay, but every now and again, as an old guy, you know, I turned 50 in August. I got to look back on that weekend and say, man, it was kind of cool.
Well, this sport evolves so much over the years. I mean, the athletes get better. There's new technique learned, stuff like that. So in a fantasy-type situation, how does Oberlin Senior, Eric Burnett, face Illyria Senior, Mick Burnett? How's that match look?
Well, if we're the same way, I'm probably going to attack him. I'll be honest with you.
just get that right out there.
just kidding. My goal for when I was coaching my brother, back when Scotty was in, when I got to work with him, and then with my sons, was I wanted them to be better wrestlers than I was technically. And I would say, Mick's top game in itself. You know, his freshman year, he was better than I was on top. And now his wrestling has come around. His bottom wrestling is very good, better than mine. And on his feet, you know, he's right there. So I, you know, Mick's better than I was. It's just there's no doubt. You know, I wrestled 98 pounds my freshman year. They don't even have the weight class anymore. You know, and then you know, my son Nate. I mean, he wrestled 120 as a freshman. I never even saw 120. You know, I graduated high school. I went 112 my senior year. I wrestled 118 in college, for crying out loud. So for him to do what he did last year at 120 is probably better than anything I've done, regardless of state titles versus fifth place, right? So, no, I think I'm definitely probably the low man on the totem pole in our house, yeah.
Eric, I just got to ask you, because the state, Sean alluded to it, the state tournament was so much fun, and it was just so electric last year. And actually, I think I hurt my neck trying to keep up with your kids, because they were just hammered. Did you have a feeling going into that week that your kids were going to be that hot when they got to Columbus? Because you know that level of competition, that, you know, LaSalle, and that, they're there weren't any easy ones, and your kids were just on fire from the get-go and seemed to stay that way the whole tournament.
Yeah, I felt like they were prepared, and that's the only thing that matters. If we can think all day long, well, they're prepared, they're ready, but I think they felt that way. So, you know, going into that first round to watch how that progressed and to go through that round unscathed, I'm like, yeah, they're ready. You know what I mean? Now, you don't have a state tournament. You know, any round, every round is just like, well, let's see what happens now, okay? But it was just, you know, other than a couple of matches, I felt like it couldn't have gone any better. And we just had two teams that were so good last year that were ahead of us. They were better than us. I mean, we scored more points at the state tournament than we ever have. And yet we wound up third, you know. And so credit to, you know, St. Edward and LaSalle. They were just that good. But, yeah, it was one of those things. Just it was electric. You know, I remember coaching at Elyria High School the first 3 years we didn't get a guy to state. And, you know, so you would just kind of go down there and you'd watch the teams that had two or three guys. You're like, man, it'd be nice to just have two or three guys down here, you know. And then when you get all these guys and it's out – I don't want to ever take that for granted because it's just so fun. It's so fun to look all over the place and see your guys wrestling, you know, and it's an amazing experience.
No doubt about it, Coach. Well, certainly look forward to watching you guys throughout the course of the year with expectations being very high again. Best of luck, Coach. We appreciate you joining us.
Well, once again, you can't do anything. We can't do what we do without you guys. We can't do what we do without our Elyria administration, our community. You know, there are people that are coming up to me on the street and they're talking to me about our wrestling team and our wrestlers. And we can't do any of that without the support that everybody's providing us. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Absolutely, Coach. Thank you. Right. That's Elyria head coach Eric Burnett joining us here on the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Coaches Preview.